let's skip right to, are we just continuing? Or?
Yeah, why not?
Should we announce or something?
No, it's 341 too. We're good.
Oh, this goes on?
Yeah.
What?
Well, it was a minor.
It was a minor? Oh, a pause. It was just a pause. For station ID.
Right, station ID. That's what we need to do.
Sure. It's now time to move on to our most heated debate. Camping in Peru. Is there room for losers now?
No.
Mike says no. Alan?
I mean, there are losers everywhere. You can't avoid it.
Pablo?
I mean, you're going to find losers. You kind of escape that.
In Peru, though? That's what the thing is.
And yeah. Everywhere, like that.
Well, that's what you think.
There's always been room for losers, and there always will be.
Guys, see, I don't think there is. Am I the only one that...
Guys, no, I said no. I think you guys are all wrong.
I think you're wrong, too. There's too many good people that want to go camping in Peru. There's no room for losers. Those losers can go to Belgium or something.
Yeah.
There's losers
go to
already.
Go to the festival.
Yeah.
You can't go to Peru. You're not allowed.
Who's Burning Dan? Anyway.
There's already losers in Peru. They're totally going.
No, why are you being like that to the Peruvians?
Yeah, why?
Those people have
why are you
enough.
Not allowing loser Peruvians to go camping? Right?
Why do I? Why
there's
do I
no room.
Why the fuck are you trying to lock out a bit of Peru for yourself when there are tons of losers in Peru
say,
who want to go
first
camping?
First of all, you're assuming that all of the losers are from Peru in the first place.
No,
I'm
no,
talking
no
about
you're
traveling.
Just
when
you're
talking
saying
about
there's no losers in Peru.
Virtually a traveling circus
we're
of
losers,
losers that are
who
polluting
Peru.
Yes.
What if they live
they're
in Peru
Peruvian.
And
yeah.
They're losers and they want to go camping? You're saying you're not allowed to go camping on this land?
Or are you saying that only Americans can be losers?
Are you? What are you saying?
I never said that.
That's what I'm saying.
There are a bunch of Australian losers trying to camp in Peru, okay? That's where this came from. Read the New York Times.
There's room for them, too. You really don't need a lot of room
Australians
to camp. Just lay on the fucking ground.
Australians.
They're all going skiing in Canada.
No. Australians are everywhere.
They are. They're everywhere, and they're destroying
they are,
the rainforest.
They are the biggest losers.
They're the biggest losers. They're destroying the rainforest, and that's why there's no room to camp.
Yeah.
So losers can't go camping. You can't have losers camping. No losers camping.
Specifically in Peru.
Settle.
Next topic.
Whatever. I'm a loser. I'm going camping tomorrow.
Not in Peru.
All right, let's move on to the Million Yuppie March.
After the camping expedition, the yuppies gathered together to examine their portfolios. Stocks in Peru had gone up. The yuppies had made $1 million. But the Peruvian government wanted some of that money.
What'd they do?
And so... the yuppies gathered together and had a million yuppie march.
Where was it held, Alan? Tell them. Where's the yuppie epicenter?
Well, we should go down to the grounds and go and interview the yuppies on the march.
Right now?
Well, we could look back on the clips. I know it was a long time ago.
Sure, let's look it up right now.
Right.
Okay, here we are looking at the screen here, and it looks like a sunny day on this march. I see, I don't know, maybe 400,000, 500,000 yuppies, but it doesn't actually seem like the march has started yet. There's one guy sitting down, and amongst all these people, there's only one person sitting down. That's not a yuppie. That's not a yuppie at all. It's a bird human. I thought they were a thing of the past. Let's move on to our next sponsor. Customers.
They buy things.
They keep you moving.
Okay, you need to be a customer. Come get shit. Buy it all.
Shit's not gonna buy itself.
Somebody's gotta buy it.
So bird humans, despite this anomaly of the bird human in... it was infiltrating the Million Yuppie March that we just saw the video of on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Great video. You can find it on YouTube. Just search Million Yuppie March. Probably the first one that comes up. It's got at least 1 million hits because all these yuppies are watching themselves. You know, they love that shit. They're standing there filming themselves. in the march and then immediately posting it to YouTube and watching it while they're in the march. And no one even noticed the bird human. So are they a thing of the past? Because they obviously once were.
But why were they infiltrating?
The bird human?
They're just trying to get social media exposure.
He doesn't know anything about
the
bird
human. Like, why, if it came back, why would it infiltrate the yuppies?
There's so many cameras.
Why do you think they disappeared?
It's just been a few years since we last heard about the
bird
human.
Was it attracted by all of the sails of the yachts?
Yeah, it could have been. They love that. They love bird humans, love yachts. It's really true.
They're like passenger pigeons, right?
Yeah.
So they like follow the yachts to the Million Yuppie March.
Whoa. You turned into a little bit of Ronnie Relevant over here. I don't see how passenger pigeons are appropriate to this conversation.
No, listen. let me tell my cousin Dave in Jersey.
Go on. He's Peruvian, isn't he?
He's got this friend from Peru.
We all have a friend from Peru, if you know what I mean.
Who's got a picture of a passenger pigeon above his fireplace in his house.
Okay. His house in Peru?
No, in Jersey.
South Jersey. Suburb of Peru. Great!
So you know what I'm saying, though, right?
So bird heater, guys, bird heaters.
You turn them on in the winter, it keeps the birds warm. You come out, you eat a little chickadee.
No, you eat a little killed deer.
This is what killed the bird
bun.
Human.
Hot sauce.
That's what killed the bird human.
And the
you're talking about
bird heaters. Climate change.
No,
bird
heaters.
No.
Well,
you're getting off topic.
No, I'm not getting off topic.
Tony Rowe.
I'm not getting off topic. I'm talking.
No, you're right. It did kill the Birdman, and that was a high price to pay. But bird heaters.
This is some Joseph Campbell shit.
It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor for climate change.
They cured the homeless situation.
Goodbye.